What's up, guys? Nathan here, and today I'm going to give you my top 5 most overrated poker hands. You need to stop playing these. They're probably costing you money. Let's jump right into it. All right, guys, so there are 5 particular poker hands that I see a lot of amateurs in particular playing these days, overvaluing too much. And honestly, for the vast majority of poker players, if they limited the amount that they played these 5 hands, I think they would have a lot more success at the poker tables. So counting down from 5 to 1, these are the top 5 most overrated poker hands. Let's jump into it. Number 5 is Ace 10. Guys, Ace 10, whether it's suited or not, is a ridiculously overrated hand that I see so many recreational players in particular playing far too often, getting involved in big pots, and ultimately losing a lot of money. So, guys, the biggest problem with this hand is that if you play a big pot and the flop comes Ace XX, X can be anything, and you end up playing a big pot, you're probably going to be beat. And the simple reason why is because they're likely going to show up with a hand like Ace King, Ace Queen, Ace Jack, which all have you in really, really bad shape. For example, Ace King versus Ace 10, if the flop comes down with an Ace 7-3, is 88% to win. So if you're sitting there with your Ace 10, putting your money in the middle, you've got top pair after all, you literally have only 12% chance to win the pot. Guys, these are terrible odds. That is why this hand causes so many amateurs so many problems. They end up paddling upstream, hoping to hit a 10 or some sort of other running miracle to catch their 12% to win. Guys, you're not gonna win at poker or obviously anything in life when you've got 12% chance to win. The bottom line with this hand, guys, you need to play it cautiously. Only play a big pot if you hit 2 pair or a straight. Let's move on to hand number 4 that is ridiculously overrated, and that is pocket fives. And while I am singling out pocket fives here, I'm really talking about any baby pocket pair, be that pocket twos, pocket threes, pocket fours, pocket fives, of course, pocket sixes. The reason why these hands, guys, are so ridiculously overvalued by most amateurs is because it's a pocket pair. Everyone thinks it's a great hand. You've already got a pair. Guys, the problem is that unless you flop a set with this hand, which is 3 of a kind, you know, you've got pocket fives and the 5 comes on the flop. Unless that happens, you have a largely useless hand. Pocket fives does not do very well on a flop, for example, of Ace Queen 9. There's a very, very good chance that somebody else has a higher pair than you, or even if they've got some sort of straight draw, they still have an incredible amount of equity against you. So you're often going to be in a very, very bad spot. So the problem is, of course, is that we only flop a hand. Again, you know, you've got pocket fives, flop comes down with a king 5-4, you're only gonna flop that 12% of the time, guys, which again, we don't need to be a math genius to understand that those are very poor odds. So guys, bottom line with this hand, I'm not saying to never play pocket fives. Just like every other hand on this list, it has a time and a place where you should be playing it. However, pocket fives needs to be played cautiously unless you hit your set, which again is only gonna happen 12% of the time. And really, you just wanna play these hands often against bad players who can't fold a hand like top pair. For example, if they've got king queen and the flop comes with a king 5-4, you can often win a big pot, but it's really only going to be against the bad players, guys. Often a lot of good players these days are disciplined enough to make that fold. So you really want to make sure that you're not calling re-raises, for example, pre-flop with a hand like pocket fives. But let's move on here to hand number 3, which is ridiculously overrated, and that is 7-6 suited. Guys, it doesn't matter if it's 7-6 of hearts, clubs, spades, diamonds, whatever. This is another hand that is consistently overvalued specifically by amateur players. And what you guys need to know about a suited connector like this is what this kind of hand is, and it doesn't matter if it's 8-9 of diamonds or jack 10 or 10-9, any of these kind of suited connectors, a lot of people are surprised to learn that these hands are not winning hands, guys. Even if you're the best player in the world, these hands are not long-term winners. By the way, if you want to know which hands are winning for you at the poker table, you can just use a program like Poker Tracker if you play online poker, and you can literally just go into your database and you can see the cold hard results for yourself. I'll include links for that in the description below. But guys, the biggest problem with a hand like 7-6 is that often it just flops one of these mediocre middle pair kind of hands. For example, if the flop comes down with a king 7-3, you've got middle pair, which is great, but if somebody else has king queen, They are 79% to win. Once again, really bad odds, guys. And the problem is, if somebody even has a hand like ace seven, we're still in a really bad spot here because we have a bad kicker with our six. So guys, the bottom line with this hand is be careful if you just flop a pair. That's not why we primarily play suited connectors. And honestly, this is the biggest reason why amateurs lose so much with these hands. Like I said, they are going to be losing hands over the long run. By the way, that doesn't mean you shouldn't play them. This is a topic for another video. I don't have time to jump into that in today's video. If you want to know more, you can just download a copy of my free poker cheat sheet. That'll be the top link below. But the bottom line, guys, is with suited connectors in particular, once again, they do well versus bad players. Like a lot of the hands on this list, they also do well in position. Again, I don't have time to jump into that in today's video. I explain all that in my free poker cheat sheet. But really what you're looking for, guys, with suited connectors with hands like this is to flop a monster draw, something like an open-ended straight draw with a backdoor flush draw, a pair plus a flush draw, or two pair. Something like this, which is a monster hand. These are the kind of flops you're looking for. If you just flop middle pair with a hand like this, or even top pair, guys, you need to be careful. Let's move on to hand number two, the runner-up for most overrated, which is probably no surprise to anyone. That is King Jack. Guys, King Jack, whether it's suited or offsuit, is a hand that many amateurs think is really good, but in reality, it's not a very good hand. And the reason why, guys, is because if you flop top pair with this hand and end up playing a big pot, you're often going to be a large underdog. For example, Ace Jack versus King Jack on a flop of Jack 5-9, Ace Jack is going to be 85% to win. Guys, really bad spot if you're the one holding the King Jack here, and this is where so many amateurs get themselves in problems. You probably noticed this with a lot of hands on this list, is this is the biggest problem, guys, is these hands make very shaky top pairs or middle pairs at best. So guys, the bottom line with a hand like this with King Jack is don't call re-raises pre-flop. Again, another very common factor that you're going to see with every hand on this list. Also, if you hit top pair with this hand, guys, please proceed cautiously. Often this hand makes a great bluff catcher, meaning that you can just check it to them and allow them to bluff at the pot, and you do have a strong hand to call them down, call their bluffs with. But often this hand, guys, if there's just a jack on the flop, like a jack 5-9 flop, and somebody wants to play a really, really big pot with you, and they're a decent kind of regular kind of non-maniac, let's put it that way, you're probably gonna be in bad shape with this hand. All right, guys, so my final number one most overrated hand in all of poker that consistently gets so many amateurs in sticky situations is ace deuce offsuit. Guys, this hand is ridiculously trashy, bad, you name it. All semi-pros and pros know this already, but it's news for a lot of amateurs. Let me give you some math again, some statistics. Pocket eights versus ace deuce offsuit before the flop, pre-flop, is 70% to win. Guys, when you continually dig your own grave in poker like this, when you continually put yourself in situations where you're calling a raise or calling a re-raise, even worse, pre-flop, with a hand like this, when you've only got 30% to win, when you consistently do that, you're not going to get results in this game over the long run, guys. It's why literally 95% of people waste their time in this game, end up losing everything, as I discussed in a video last week, is because they end up fighting the math with hands like this. Guys, ace, deuce, offsuit, and even suited, I'm gonna say. A lot of people will say, oh, but Nathan, I've got ace, deuce of diamonds. Guys, it only adds 3% equity on average when a hand is suited. It really doesn't change anything. It's like putting lipstick on a pig here. Ace, deuce, guys, is not a great hand. It's good for stealing the blinds, as are pretty much all of the hands on this list. For example, it's folded to you on the button. Yes, you absolutely should be stealing the blinds with this hand. This hand is also an excellent bluff catcher, just like King Jack, which we discussed already, and arguably Ace 10 as well, which we discussed before. But guys, be very careful with this hand if you just hit top pair. There is no worse ace in the deck. If you hit an ace on the flop and anyone else has an ace in their hand as well, you're screwed, because every single other ace hand, ace king, ace queen, ace jack, all the way down, they all have a better kicker than you. So guys, be careful with the five hands on this list. A lot of them are highly overrated and they get so many amateurs in difficult spots. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with BlackRain79.com.